Hey, it's the podcast. How you doing? Oh, fuck. This is, I don't know why I'm having such a hard time. Like, it's 11:40 a.m. So, I'm running behind. So I need to get this done and get going. Get my shit together. Got stuff to do. So, got nothing to. I can't even think straight yet. It's really kind of. I'm just gonna open up the news and then maybe it'll shake something loose. You know, it's like too. It's not too early. I understand. I should be lucid and, you know, can't wait for lunch. That's what I should be like right now, but I'm not. California Senate passed a single-payer health care plan. Oh, shit. I might move to California. That sounds like the best. They really got their shit straight. Alright, I'll read more about that later. I'm not opening any articles and trying to read it. This is all headline. This is real headline news is now HLN, you know. So, and HLN means nothing. They just were like, well, we're not going to mean, you know, or headline news used to just be somebody at a desk saying, here's the news, and then every 10 minutes, it kind of repeated. Well, they repeated stories and added whatever happened. But basically, it was just like, see the news in like a few minutes and then go about your day. And now it's just like, I don't know, Nancy Grace or some shit. There's like, it's like news shows. I don't know. But this is like HLN. What it used to be when it was headline news. It's like AMC that used to be classic. Isn't AMC? Yeah, then they're like, now it's Breaking Bad. History Channel, still History Channel, but it's Swamp People. I mean, these are not new observations. I understand this. This is something that everybody has noticed and has talked about over the years. It still bothers me. Just because it's been covered doesn't mean it still continues and it still bothers me. You know, it's like the priests molesting children. Yes, we've talked about it, but we need to keep talking about it until it stops. I would put this cable network not being what they said they were going to be up there with the priests molesting children. It's all about, you know, they... It's, well, it's not, you know, I'm joking, okay? Don't write me letters. Don't yell at my sponsors, Blue Apron, about that. You know, it's a joke. Blue Apron, you know, they don't sponsor, really, but I would welcome their sponsorship. Alright, more headlines. Jury finds man guilty of jury tampering after passing out juror rights pamphlets. Well, don't fuck with the jury. I guess don't give them anything. I don't know. I've never been on jury. Been on jury duty twice. Only been inside a courtroom as part of like a selection once, and I was really tired and I was falling asleep, and I think that's why they, because it's really boring. You're sitting there, and then you're sitting there for a long. I was in this courtroom for like a while. The judge asked a couple questions. At first, there's like a real smart. There's a couple people. they were trying to be like real smart asses and get just thrown out by like, does anybody think this man's guilty right away? And this woman like raised her hands. Anybody think that there's like two people that kept trying to get kicked out, and then they kicked me and some other people out just on sight. You know, I just answered the questions like regular. Like, yeah, I don't think this guy's guilty right away. I don't have any opinion about this thing or whatever. And then they still kicked me out. And those two people trying to get kicked out had to stay. They're like, judge is like, I want to talk to you two over here. And I don't know what happened to them, but they got to talk to. Because judge is like, you're full of shit. Quit trying to game the system. This is your civic duty. And the next time I went on jury duty, never even left that room. And that's it. So I don't know anything about being on a jury, but I don't know why this guy was handing out jury rights. And like I said, not reading the article. U.S. unemployment hits lowest level since 2001. Well, I'm sure our president will be saying that he did that somehow. Has nothing to do with Obama. Mail carrier arrested for feeding dog meatballs with nails. This motherfucker. Now this I'm going to open up. Now I want to know where is this piece of shit? Feeding a dog nails. New Hope, Alabama. Alabama mail carrier has been charged after Thursday for dog meal contained nails. A woman, Susanna Dawn. Yeah, I don't know. I just don't expect a woman to be that cruel. It's so terrible. I mean, I know women can do anything a man can do, but I don't. So she was released after posting. No, she shouldn't be able to post bail. $2,500 bail. She should be locked up 10 years. That's fucking cruelty to a dog. I got no patience for that motherfucker. There's a bunch of Trump stuff I don't feel like talking about. Oh, God. It's all Paris agreement. Again, I respect everybody's opinions about everything, but this, I do think that the president is wrong about the Paris Agreement, and I think he is a dickhole. I'd say he's a dickhole. I think that kind of captures the essence of the man. Workers involved in union activities said Tesla is illegally intimidating them. Oh, Elon Musk, don't be a bad guy. Be a good guy. Everybody thinks you're a good guy. So let the union happen. You know, workers want to collectively bargain. That's why we have a weekend. That's unions. That's why the workday is 8 hours. They didn't even do that shit. They didn't give people weekends before. And the weekend's not even long enough. Unions got to get at it. That weekend should be 3 days long. No reason the work week should be 4 days. Simple. It's all you need. Everybody, how happy would everybody be with a 4 day work week, 3 day weekend? I'd go back into accounting. Not really, but I'd be able to live with it if it was a 4 day. It's just, it goes by like not the five. It's at that fifth day, which you don't do anything on the Friday anyway. You don't do shit. I didn't. I mean, I got fired eventually, but Friday was like, dude, I'm not even here. And then the 2-day weekend so short, you don't even get to enjoy it. The only weekends you do enjoy are those 3-day weekends. Because Friday, you can enjoy Friday. Because then you got, but Saturday, you wake up. Saturday, you're like, shit, this is the day. This is my day to go for it. All day, all night. And then you feel that pressure. And then Sunday is Sunday. Sunday sucks. Because you know you're going to work the next day. It's a real bummer. You have another day in there. You can enjoy Saturday. Where would it be? Would we lose the Friday? I think Friday is such a fun day to be the... I think we lose Monday. Tuesday becomes Monday. We get our... The weekend is now Saturday, Sunday, Monday. Ooh. How good does that feel? And then when you have like Memorial Day, Labor Day, guess what? That shit's on Tuesday now. 2-day week. Or I mean, three-day week. 4-day weekend. That's pretty good. And then after a while of that, they'll be like down the road. We'll end up eventually with a 1-day work week, which is, you could probably get away with 3-day work week now. But I'm saying let's just go for the 4. That makes sense. So, Elon Musk, let the unions do their thing, man. That's all I'm saying. Judge rules NYPD must face lawsuit after sound cannons at protest. Oh, I guess they were. I was at some protests. I never heard any sound cannons, but yeah. The fuck? I guess there's going to be some lawsuits. People might have had their hearing affected. I mean, I would have to read the article, which I'm not going to do. You got to really... states are taking actions to register animal abusers just like sex offenders. Did I read that yesterday? Yeah, this is like 23 hours old. I might have read that yesterday. I did. All right. So I guess I've gotten through all the Reddit news. That's because most of it was fucking Trump shit that I am not doing. Let's see what's trending on Apple News, then we'll get the fuck out of here and I'll go about making some shit happen. Top 4 trending stories on Apple News. Number 1, HuffPost. Twitter users take down complicit Ivanka Trump. Trump's Pride Month praise. Oh yeah, that's a fun one. She likes gay people, but she's not helping anybody. She's a piece of shit. Number 2, Fox News. Britain's Got Talent. Amanda Holden's dress prompts complaints. It's too revealing for family show. Well, the last thing you want a family to see is a woman who is might be showing too much of her body. The dirty, filthy body that is grosser than anything you could be shown on, that could be shown on television to a family. The human body and sex are the two most disgusting things that are gross and really offensive and should be probably illegal and definitely not seen on TV by children. Because that really helps them develop as human beings. Number 3, CNN Democrats to Clinton. The DNC's data was fine. You just used it wrong. Aha. I guess she was talking about why she lost. Who gives a shit? She wants to fucking blow some steam. Everybody's like, oh, bro, she's... Fuck, give a shit. She wants to complain about why she lost. I like that. I don't like somebody being gracious in losing. Say, this is bullshit. Fucking say what you're thinking. Say what you're yelling in your living room. Be real. Oh, it's okay if Trump is real with his, because he yell, which he is, and he just yells whatever he thinks people want to hear. He's not even fucking real. But Hillary Clinton is being real, saying this is bullshit. I should be fucking president. This guy's a dick. There's a, ooh, she's not. Fuck you. You know, it's such bullshit. Anyway, but I guess she blamed DNC data, and they're saying fine. She didn't. I don't know. They defended themselves. That's fine. I guess I don't know. I don't know anything. I say outlandish things, curse a lot, and then I undercut everything by saying I don't know. I gotta stop saying I don't know. Working on it. I'm a work in progress. Number four, Politico. White House orders agencies to ignore Democrats' oversight request. Yeah, Jesus Christ. I can't wait till that guy's fucking... His heart can't last for that much longer, right? He's gaining weight. He looks like shit. It would be... Okay. All right, that's enough of that. I get too angry if I talk about the politics. I get too worked up, so I gotta leave it alone because it doesn't help anything. It's like I want to be informed, but then me being informed changes nothing and makes me angry. But then you still gotta know. I don't know. I gotta find balance in the universe. Jacqueline wants me to meditate. Maybe that's what it is. But I just started exercising. Adding like another thing. It just seems like a fucking... It's just too much. But I probably do well with some meditation, truth be told. She's hearing this, so she's probably going to use that against me later today. But I got to go. Get at it. I got work to do. Show business. I got to exercise. I got to do all that stuff. So I will talk to you tomorrow. Thank you all for listening. Whoever listens to this fucking thing, I appreciate it very much. We love you.